Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into... Hold on.
Oh boy.
Keep that. That's funny.
Keep
hold
it
on.
For
hold
the
on.
Fans.
Hold on. See your hold flaws, on. Jeff. Hold on.
What are the flaws?
Me. Hey folks, welcome to the Sloppy Boys, where we take a deep dive into the drinks that you love. I'm Jeff Dutton, along with Mike Hanford.
Sailing, take me away.
And Tim Kalpakis.
Sail away, what is up?
Ooh.
And we are
Enya Stiles. Is that Enya Stiles, I think Tim was doing?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
I was listening to a little Enya the other day. I put it on my Spotify. Didn't last long.
Oh.
But I want to hear the...
Enigma.
That's Enigma. That's who I was listening to.
Yes. Hey, oh, yay.
What's her other banger? Her 90s is like,
who can say where the road goes? Only time. Pure moods, man.
Pure moods. Remember when Gregorian Chant was a big thing? We had that Chant album?
Yes. Remember when Lord of the Dance was a big thing?
Yep, I do.
Remember Yanni at the Acropolis?
Yeah, not probably as well as you do, but yeah.
Well, I pray to him every morning.
Tim, we're going to Yanni at the Acropolis.
Again? Oh.
It's funny that the nation goes crazy for a movement,
mm-hmm.
a literal movement like Tai Bo.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep.
Or the Macarena or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You ever seen the Shen Yun posters all over the place?
Everywhere,
yeah.
I look.
Yeah, I went once.
I heard it's good.
It's fun. It's really fun. I had really far away seat. Like I really wanted to go, but I was like, I can't spend that much on Shen Yun. I don't know what it is. And I wish I had gotten very close because it's very cool.
Good but long?
Very long.
Yeah.
Very
now,
long.
Now, isn't Shen Yun some kind of propaganda for some kind of political movement?
That's what... Well, I think the Chinese government, the one article I read, Chinese government didn't like Shen Yun because it's talking about like non-communist stuff. And not in a way that's like, you know, communism's bad, democracy's good, or whatever the difference would be. Just that they are doing something different. And talking about Chinese history, that communism, I think, is trying to seal away.
Oh, damn.
Sail away.
Yeah, seal away.
But if you get the opportunity to see it, it's fun.
I will. Take a look at this. Me and Jeff drinking Silver Bullets. What do you think?
Ooh, I like that.
Hey, what do you think of us?
Yeah, what do you think of us?
I like it a lot. Did you? It looks like your the mountains aren't blue anymore. They've gone.
Tim's are pretty blue.
Well, a little bit blue. It's a real beach beer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. It's a good beer.
You wouldn't find this in the woods.
No.
On my way here, we should mention I'm here in LA with you two.
Mm-hmm.
I've been bouncing back and over the country all
and Mike,
month.
I have a new domestic grievance to air.
Ooh. Uh-oh. Can we save it for a second? When I was at the Denver airport, I had a Coors Banquet at a Coors bar. What's your grievance? I have a few of my own.
Oh, boy. Mike, you have grievances about Jeff's apartment that you get to stay
in. My free stay apartment.
Now, Michael.
Mm-hmm. Is this going to be embarrassing?
No, it's okay. Just odd. And
is the toilet traumatized or
no,
what?
No, the toilet's fine, actually. He's on the road to recovery.
It's odd.
Yeah.
What could I possibly be doing here that's odd?
I've invited you into my home.
Yeah, I love it here.
I like having you around.
Yeah, it's fun.
But I've been waking up early these days, going to a shoot, which I'm happy to go to. Yeah. And I so rely on my coffee when I wake up.
Yeah. I know where this is going.
And you know, I set the alarm. I preset it, Tim, a forward-thinking man. The night before, I put the water in, I put the grounds in, and I set it for...
And it's automatic bubble?
6:50.
It's nice. It's a nice thing. I don't drink coffee, but I like the aroma.
And then you're
bubbling, tinkering?
And then so I wake up in the morning, drink it, and I toil away all day, and I come home and I do it again. Now, 2 days in a row, I found the coffee machine unplugged.
I don't like coffee machines plugged in.
Hey, wait a second. I got home from when Hanford was house sitting for me and my coffee machine was unplugged.
Now,
ooh,
here's what I plug this thing back in and I go to...
unplugger.
I'm serial unplugging all over town.
I plug it in and I set the brew time and then I look at the clock flashing 12 and I said, well, this is annoying. 2 days in a row, I set both the brew time and the clock again.
Are you worried about a fire?
I think I'm worried about... My learning as a kid was to unplug the coffee machine because the coffee machine gets hot.
Now, Jeff just explained a very good reason to leave the coffee machine plugged in.
Sure. He explained it now, 2 days after the problems happened.
Do you recall unplugging my coffee machine?
Where is your coffee machine?
In the kitchen to the left of the stove. It's a Keurig.
I don't know. I don't know if I touched the Keurig.
Mine is...
I very well could have.
Mine is also on an automatic timer, not to actually start brewing, but to just warm up the water.
Mm.
I came home from my Santa Fe trip unplugged. And I ain't talking about Nirvana.
Well, unplugged. I see.
Yep.
I want to talk about something I forgot to mention about staying at Tim's house that I found very funny, too.
Are you going to answer for your crimes?
I think I did. I unplugged it 2 days in a row, and I'm probably going to do it tomorrow.
Because, as a boy, you just taught that.
No, but if it's... I thought maybe you just forgot about it. Because remember the other... Last time I was here, we left, and we had forgotten if we turned the oven
off. Yeah.
So then I was like, oh, maybe this is the type of residence that lives the way I live. Unplug everything when you leave the house.
I think that anything has a clock that has a clock display on it, you leave plugged in.
Sure.
Yeah, that's probably right. Well, you know, this morning Jeff got up bright and early, was off to a job. Good for him.
Ooh, I know where this is going.
And I'm sleeping on the couch. I'm happy to sleep on the couch. I was not offered the bed. His prerogative not to offer me the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you let the guests sleep in the bed.
Sometimes you do that.
And Jeff's in the shower. Good for him. He's showering up for work. Wakes a lot of people
Wants to
up.
Have a clean body.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. Just as Jeff is always keeping a record, I just took a shower, Jeff, right before this podcast. I didn't shower all day, but I just took one.
Yeah, enter that in the ledger.
I appreciate that, yeah.
And Jeff's alarm went off. And it stayed on, and it just repeated the same song over and over. I don't know what song it was, but I was already up anyway, so it was fine.
Yes.
It was fine.
It was Morning by Star Slinger.
Oh, do you purposely listen to a morning song?
I think I did. I'm a creature of habit, so I probably set that 4 years ago thinking that. And then once I set it, that's my alarm for life.
I used to wake up to...
I did that too. It sucks. Any song that you wake up to, you're like, you hate it.
Yeah, but what about this?
That's good.
I have yet to find something that I like to wake up to.
You know what you should try is a little, she's my
I'm usually going to bed to that.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. So the funny thing at Tim's house, I was in his freezer because I had pulled in some... meals that came in that were to be frozen. So I put them in there and I was trying to find room. And I pulled out and way in the back of the freezer, a huge tomahawk beef shank.
Yep. It's a tomahawk ribeye.
It was so funny. You're like, yep, Tim's got a huge piece of meat on a very long bone.
You could have guessed that before opening my freezer. Yeah. Like, anything's in here, probably a big Fred Flintstone steak.
It does look prehistoric.
I got as a gift from the in-laws for Christmas. They gave me two big tomahawks from Omaha Steaks.
Nice.
I immediately cooked one of them, and then I'm saving the next one for a special occasion.
To sinfully savor it.
Is that the thing? Do you kind of bake one of those things?
Well, Really, the best
surely
thing to
do there's is, no pan big enough.
You want to? I can fit it in my cast iron pan.
Oh, fuck.
But here's the problem. A steak that thick, you can't really pan cook it all the way. You got to blacken it on the outside, get a little scald, and then you have to oven finish it the rest of the way. So it's kind of, you know, kind of
half day process.
It's your night. So that's why I've left that one frozen.
I like an oven baked steak. I like when they do that. Yeah. Broil? Is it a broil?
Broil, yeah. Well, that's when you turn the flame on in your oven.
Right. And that's the hottest it can get, right?
Yeah, it can get real hot. That's
broil
good.
Is a weird word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Broil.
I'm thinking of boil.
BK like, broiler.
Ooh. But it's not boil.
I like that Omaha steak, though. I do that for my parents a lot.
Good gift.
Get a big old pack of filet mignons. Boosh.
It's a good wedding gift. You know, you say, hey, housewarming gift. Here's a big pack of steaks. Tell them Tim sent you.
We should tell Acast to get us hooked up with Omaha Steaks.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
Here's what's really great about Omaha Steaks. You're thinking, oh yeah, steaks. They got hot dogs.
Nice. Fish.
They got fish?
Fries.
Fish, fries, and hot dog.
I sent my friend a bunch of hot dogs and then the sausages and all the desserts
and all the rest.
All the fixings.
I wonder if Acast could hook us up with like a Gold Belly ad.
That could be pretty good. You That'd know who's on Gold like Belly is Jack Schramm's company, Solid Wiggles.
Oh, nice. I just heard them on another podcast, like a finance podcast. They were talking about like...
What are you doing listening to a finance podcast?
I'm getting my finances in order.
They had to go on there to talk about their astronomical prices.
Yeah. They're like, here's a company that's doing it well, making you pay. Just kidding, Shrammy. We love you.
Shrammer.
Can't wait to cut into another one of those jiggly cakes.
Hey, speaking of celebrity bartender Jack Schramm, he gave me some good insight. You know, we were talking about the Underberg little shots.
Yeah.
We got them at the cider bar almost. I had never had that. We were not really familiar with it, but a lot of New Yorkers hit us up on Twitter to say, you guys didn't know about that? That's like fucking huge. Like people save their caps and they have holsters and
bags and
shit. Schramm, we specifically complained about how hard they are to drink. You want to take a shot, but we ended up kind of like
gulping,
like shaking it almost like it was like a fucking bitters bottle going like into our mouths. Schramm said, here's what you do. Coffee straw. Those little coffee stir straws fit right in there. And if you plug that in the top, you can kick the whole thing back in one sip without shaking it.
Wait, so you suck it
tip it back?
Schramm, bail me out on this one.
Schramm, we're going to need some video proof.
I think you stick it in, it fits perfectly, and then you kick it back.
I see. I don't think I get it.
How do you not swallow the straw?
Right. Once you kick it back, the end of the straw.
You just sort through your stool.
Yeah, you do. You get a shot glass. Do a little.
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That's one way to do it.
Sailing, take me away.
What do we think about some booze news?
That sounds fine.
Hit it!
The problem with you two is the problem is I can't find a problem. I fucking love you guys. I still fucking love you, babe. I spent up all night. What's wrong with these two? What's with these guys?
There's gotta be something.
How can I take them down tomorrow? I can't be done.
It's booze news to you, live on lovers.
Oh shit.
Ooh, look at that sound.
Live Rod Lover by Evan Cohen. What a nice change of pace after all this Gale bullshit. To get back to Liv Rod is nice.
Confession time.
Yes.
You know what this is about. This morning, this happened this very morning. I just woken up. I had the song Good For You stuck in my head.
Well, good for you.
I listened to a better part of that album. In bed still.
Did you listen to Traitor?
I probably did.
Did you listen to Deja Vu?
Yep. I listened to, Driver's License. Brutal. It's a good album. I don't know if Gail has really overtaken Liv Rod yet.
Gail's dead. Liv Rod's back. That's the end.
Liv Rod.
Right?
Live strong. Liv Rod.
Who
no
sent
one
that
else
in?
Lives
Mike?
The rod.
Who sent that in, Tim? Did you say
Evan Cohen? For Christ's sake!
You said it.
Yeah.
You had said. Well, I bet said. His little last video game thing, I'm going to say that's from Ninja Turtles 3, the Manhattan Project for NES.
Wow.
Wow. Yep.
You know a lot of Nintendo stuff.
I think he was doing that to bait me.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Tim, would you say you know a lot of Nintendo stuff?
I know all the Nintendo stuff. Mm. Oh, I love all of, like, geek shit.
Tim is not the geek shit guy.
You're the geek shit
guy. I'll tell you what. I'm going to Comic-Con.
Well, there you have it.
And I'm dressing up in cosplay.
Tim's going to Comic-Con.
You know what I do is I'll wear kind of like a pink wig, and I'll be like one of my favorite characters.
I'm Cotton Candy Head.
Tim, what? Say no more.
Okay, here's
this
the booze
year,
news.
This year I'm going as Sonic. Go ahead.
Booze news time. Oh, and what could be bigger booze news in the world than the booziest band on earth, the yep. Sloppy Boys, starting their East Coast tour
on the road
tonight.
Again.
It is, ladies and gentlemen, the Great Atlantic Blowout with the Sloppy Boys and our indie rockin' friends, Dear Blanca. We are on we're tearing up the East Coast from south to north, mm-hmm. starting tonight.
Tonight's the big night. I can't wait to get up there and rock out.
Tonight being the drop date of this episode, Friday, May 6th.
Word.
We're in Columbia, South Carolina at Colatown Bike Collective.
Then Saturday, May 7th, we're in Charleston, South Carolina at the Royal American.
And then Sunday, 5/8, May 8th, Jeffy's birthday, Asheville, North Carolina at Static Age Records with Powderhorn.
Tuesday, 5/10, Durham, North Carolina, Pinhook with Jenny Bassettes.
Wednesday, 5/11, Washington, D.C., well, Silver Springs, in Quarry House Tavern.
Thursday, 5/12, New York City, Chelsea Music Hall. I want to see you New Yorkers out there. That's going to be a wild show.
That's a big one.
Friday, 5/13, in Troy, New York, at Rare Form Brewing.
Then Saturday, we got two shows, both in Boston, Massachusetts, at Faces Brewing. And then Saturday, we've got two shows, one at 5, one at 8, in Boston, Massachusetts, at Faces Brewing.
And then finally, Sunday, 5/15, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we return to Philomoka.
Philomoka, if you were there last time we did that show 3 years ago.
This will be wild. And this will be our third time.
We love that place.
Yeah, love that place. Sweaty. It's sweaty.
It's not exactly an air-conditioned experience, but it kind of adds
actually,
to the vibe.
They polished it up in there.
Did they?
Yeah, it's all new.
Right, I think they did, yeah.
The all-new Philomoka.
Ooh, I love that. And I know everyone's thinking, if I go to the Troy, New York show, where should I eat dinner? Do the Sloppy Boys even have any recommendations? Dinosaur Barbecue, delicious restaurant up there in Troy.
In Troy now?
Yeah, the original one is Syracuse. Then they had Rochester. Then Harlem and Brooklyn, and now there's Troy.
I've been to three of those. Roch, Cuse, and Brook.
I've been to all of them, and I feel great about it.
You've been to Troy, even.
Yeah, I've been to Troy, even.
And Troy also is, for those of you wanting to find... Where do people find tickets for these shows?
I think the Troy one is free. Just come.
Yeah.
But
drink a lot, please.
Yep.
And buy your bartender. The fucking t-shirts. Don't be one of these weirdos that leaves in the same shirt you arrived in.
Yeah. We're gonna sell the t-shirts, and right next to it, we'll have a little bin, a trash bin.
Shirt bank.
Throw your old stuff.
Yeah, and it's kind of an amnesty bin. We won't ask any questions. Whatever that shirt is, it's fine with us.
Can you imagine a free Sloppy Boy show on a Friday night?
That's nuts.
That's crazy. That's insane.
That's going to be wild.
We're like a band of the people.
Yeah.
We're the band of the future.
We don't do this. Today. Oh, Ticketmaster, we'll charge you the fees. No, we're playing for free. We're cool. But buy the t-shirts or die.
Oh, and you got to put your... You gotta put your phone in a little pouch, and then they take your no.
Put your phone up your
phone's
ass.
Phone's out. Talk on the phone the whole time.
Hey, you know what else we should announce?
Call your friends.
Takes the pressure.
You know what else we should announce? Brand new T-shirt.
We got a damn brand new. Oh, we got a good T-shirt
from Kyle Hilton.
Yeah.
The Here for the Beer shirts are live at our shows. Check them out. They're fucking awesome. We've been sitting on them for a while.
Now, Kyle Hilton is an artist. Any relation to Paris Hilton?
Ooh.
I think so.
Okay, great.
I think he is
Conrad's great
brother.
Yeah. Conrad's great brother.
I was going to say Paris and Nikki's brother, but yeah.
Great brother.
Nikki, was Nikki the sister?
Nikki Minaj.
Nikki Minaj.
I'm a motherfucking monster.
But ooh, you know Kyle Hilton. He did our amazing Mudflap Western Truck Exchange shirt.
A lot of people don't understand that Western Truck Exchange is a trucking company out here in Los Angeles, and you see those mud flaps around. So we were doing a parody. Yep.
Saw one today.
We were doing a Paradiso.
Paradiso.
I better get out.
Well, is that it for booze news?
Wrap it up.
That's it for booze news.
All right. Let me find what I'm going to talk about, because I want to tell you guys about something today.
Great.
Something that
I learn a lot from you, Mike.
You don't know jack shit about. Because you know why? Because I didn't know jack shit about it. Hmm. And we all know the same stuff. So, I want to talk today about the drink of the day. Have you ever heard this before? Ichi, ni, san, sake bomb!
Yes.
That is 1, 2, 3, sake bomb.
Mm. Nice.
Ichi, ni, san, sake bomb.
I'll tell you, yes, if I've heard of it. Yeah, I've heard, not had.
I have not had either. Have you had sake?
I've had.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Sake, have you had?
I've done the bomb.
You've done the bomb, but have you? So you've done. Tim, have you had sake?
I've had a sake. Sake? Sake.
Sake, I'm calling it.
And I like it. I like drinking the hot stuff, the cold stuff. You're at a Japanese restaurant, you get drunk. It's fun. But I'm not even familiar with what's in the bomb. I have never had one. I know that there's some sort of chopstick involved over a glass or something like that.
Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh.
But my main thought on it, who does this and when have I seen it? My friend Sean went to Siena College, and they used to do this thing where, like, each house in this, like, line of, like, on-campus townhouses would do a different country. So you go in one place, and they're around the world.
Yeah, I've heard
it's an around the world thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember that one of the places that was done
very
sake bombs.
Very accurate. Yeah, was, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's a very great international experience.
Like Epcot Center.
What was like the beer one? Would that be Germany?
Yep.
Yeah. what was America? Did they even have it? Bud.
Just lager.
I don't remember. I actually don't even think I was there for this. He just told me about it. and then I created a memory.
He's such a great storyteller, though.
He'll spin a yarn. You probably don't even realize I'm going to hang out with him in Louisville, Kentucky in June.
Shit, I didn't realize.
I'm thinking,
June?
I might even do the Bourbon Trail for all I care.
The what?
The Bourbon Trail.
What's that?
Well, I mean, it's just like what it sounds like.
Oh, Bourbon Trail. I didn't know. I thought you were saying something else.
So common misconception.
So the sake bomb, we all know this as it's a pint glass of beer. And I'm going to go into the history in a second, so don't you worry.
Okay.
People at home are saying, what the fuck is he doing? This is highly irregular.
Just give us the broad strokes.
Pint glass filled two-thirds of the way up with beer. Then you balance chopsticks on the top, like going across like a bridge. And then you, on top of that, you put a shot glass of sake.
Yeah.
Now, I know sake can be served hot. I think we're going to do not
cold.
Hot. I think that's...
Yeah.
I just have it room temp. I didn't put it in the fridge. And then you bang on the you do something like Ichi Ni San Sake Bomb, and then you bang on the table, and then drops in.
So it's the banging on the table that makes the sticks.
That's right.
That's kind of fun.
That is fun. Ichi Ni San. I like the Japanese language. I don't know how to speak it at all, but I like hearing it.
Me too.
It's nice to my ear.
Better than German. Ugh.
Sure.
Hey. Let me ask you this. Are you supposed to use like Sapporo or Asahi or anything?
I got some Asahi. Yeah, that's what I got.
Great.
That's a nice crisp beer. And let me ask you this. Sake is rice wine?
Yep.
What kind of ABV are we talking on there? Do you know?
I think I saw maybe it's on the bottle, but I think 15. We will double check.
Okay, so it's like wine-esque.
Yeah. Now, who invented this? You would probably think, it was done in Japan first. Well, it was. That is the story, the most common story, that it was invented in Japan, but not by Japanese people, by American soldiers occupying Japan in the years following World War II. And the theory was that the soldiers got, they were drinking bad sake because it was probably not refrigerated correctly because of the bombing and the war and stuff like that, or it's not, you know, not held correctly. So they didn't like it. And it tasted bad to them, so they were making this sake bomb game just to kill the time.
Very interesting. Reminds me of sort of Prohibition era cocktails when there were people were saying like, oh, it was bathtub gin and it was moonshine. It was stanky. So that's why you had to make a bee's knees.
Mm-hmm. Right. You had to put a lot of sweet stuff in it.
That rings a bell because when you said, let's do sake bombs, I said, great. That's awesome. I love sake bombs. But of course, I have that little voice in my head. Let's Google and make sure this isn't offensive.
Mm. Yeah. And, right.
And I did. And nothing concrete came up. Seems like
you Googled it and said it's not offensive.
It's not offensive. No. The takeaway was just that it's not offensive necessarily. It's just a bastardization of it's American people doing Japanese culture.
And I could see it being offensive, the three of us doing it. I could see it being offensive. But I like knowing at the very least that it's offensive in a sort of appropriation way, but it's not about a specific bombing like when we did
the Irish car bomb,
we've learned to call them the Guinness bomb.
Yes.
We got a little flack, well-deserved flack for, you know, it's like specific, that's about an actual bombing in Northern Ireland. And so sake bomb, maybe it's some tricky territory for us, but it's not like it's based on like a particular tragedy.
Or right.
Anything. We don't think so. I don't think it is.
I'm hoping.
I didn't read anything in my findings that made it seem like it was offensive, but hopefully it's not.
And great things have come from a culture clumsily redoing another culture.
Oh, yeah.
That's where K-pop comes from. That's where Asian fusion comes from. There are a lot of fun things where cultures collide. Of course, you don't want to get into like, hey, I bought this entire blues artist catalog for $10.
Right.
There's some flagrant appropriations.
Sure.
Where there's a benefiting party. But I think it's good when cultures kind of collide and bounce off each other. And I'm going to call this one of those.
This feels like it's done in the U.S. primarily. And it's like college kids or when I was at Benihana last, I saw it done there. Like it's a very much a commercialized thing.
Oh, that's fun. I fucking love Benihana. What a fun place.
Me too.
Place.
It's fun.
That's kind of the best place to go for like a birthday dinner is Benihana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hold on. There's more that I read about.
Yes, yes, yes.
And this, I read a couple articles, maybe two short ones.
That's cool.
So I think a lot of the U.S. people do not like sake. Like if you were in Japan, you wouldn't do sake this way because it's meant to be like a delicate, a fine spirit and you sip it and like you enjoy it the way you would do a scotch or
something
good. Yeah. But the problem here, I read this article and this woman, Monica Samuels, national sake sales manager for sake importer Vine Connections, believes that Americans have been consuming sake exclusively via sake bombs for decades because it was extremely difficult until recently to purchase premium sake in the U.S.
Ah.
Therefore, as only bad sake was available, we masked it like we would the taste of any cheap booze by dousing it in mixers. In this case, the mixer was beer. So the problem was we didn't have good sake. So it's just like, ooh, that taste, too sweet. Bang it down.
Right.
It would be like doing the same thing with a box wine. It's like, ooh, this wine is bad. Let's make a fun thing
Or even
out
like
of it.
A Jaeger. Like I prefer a Jaeger bomb to a just drinking Jaeger. Ugh.
We're going to chug these, right? Do them like bombs.
We're doing them like bombs.
But there's no reason for that. Like in the bomb category.
Yeah.
With the Guinness bomb, you have to chug it because when the Bailey's hits the stout, it curdles and you only have like 5 seconds to drink.
Yeah.
Pretty much every other bomb I've ever heard of is just like, it's fun to chug.
This the things I was reading was like, you drink it fast because the taste is so bad.
No, this is going to be fun.
I think it is going to be fun. But this one article was really like, if you've never had one, you might consider yourself lucky.
Oh, boy.
Jeez.
But I love beer and I love Asahi. So
that's
kind of...
This was my first experience with sake. Have you had hot sake that you liked? Because that's been...
Yeah.
Since I moved to LA, when I go to a sushi restaurant, oftentimes I'll split a hot sake and it's delicious. It's
the hot... I think I just don't like the hot... I've had sake that I like, but I don't think I like the hot... But you alcohol.
You like a hot toddy, though.
Not really.
Okay, because I'm on paper as not liking a hot toddy, and I do love a hot sake.
Uh-huh. I love hot sake. I love cold sake. I don't order it very much, but you know, if I'm at a sushi bar, then it's sort of when in Rome styles. But do you ever have this problem? Because I don't know the ABV, I do now. kind of have trouble parsing it out. You know, like they give you that porcelain bottle and you pour it into a little porcelain shot glass and you sip it. And I kind of spend my whole night wondering, like, how many of these did I have?
Is I see okay you at a Japanese restaurant. You're just looking out the window, longing.
Like, red-faced, cross-eyed.
I won't even know. I'm like, can I drive home or did I just have six drinks? I don't know.
Tim, you have to follow your heart.
Well, I eat so much of the sushi that I'm blind drunk just off of the goddamn mercury.
Ooh, I ate a whole bunch of sushi today for lunch.
You did?
Yeah, I got a
wait, you had sushi and then hot chicken?
Yeah.
That's right.
Damn, what a day. I'm jealous. And you just sat around eating the best of what's to offer.
No, I didn't just sit around. I took a nap. And it was one of those weird naps where I'm still not recovered from it. Those are my only naps.
I've never had a good nap.
It was hot. I had a bad dream. Like a nightmare, and I didn't woke up not knowing where I was. So that's where I'm at right now. Here's what last thing I'll say about... I think traditionally, it's not necessarily a Japanese beer. It's nice to do with Japanese beer. But I think traditionally, it's just like
any old
cheap
beer.
Sake and cheap beer. That's why you drink it fast, because it's like bad. But I don't think this will be bad. And I also looked up Asahi, made in 1889.
Now,
Osaka, Japan.
I call it Asahi. Asahi, I think of the berry bowl.
Yeah, I looked up on YouTube how to pronounce it, and it was Asahi. Asahi.
Asahi.
You're
Asahi.
Stressing the sa.
Asahi.
Part. Asahi.
Got it.
And we'll talk about the can in a minute, because I think the can is classic.
Oh, that's a good can, yeah.
It's a good
silver
can.
Silver and black, if I'm
and
thinking.
And it's kind of own shape to it a little bit.
It feels like it's out of like 1987. Like that there's... Damn. Silver black with a little bit of red, and it's a good
striking.
Well,
unique. Is there anything else to cover before we?
Let me check my notes. No, we are good to go,
folks. We'll be right back with some sake bombs. Enjoy the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
The Sloppy Boys is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey folks, Mike Hanford from The Sloppy Boys here, and I wanted to ask you, do you ever have this feeling like you gotta get something off your chest? You know, you're walking around with something, and I just gotta tell someone this, I just gotta fix this thing. It happens to us all. We all carry around these different stressors, big and small. That's just how it is. But when we keep bottling it up, it can start to affect us negatively, and that's not good. But therapy is here to help. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work on whatever's weighing you down. Now look, you know me, I've been to therapy, I'm the therapy guy, I love it. And I gotta say, it does help when you go in there and talk to the therapist and say, you know what, my two co-hosts piss me off on a daily basis, it's weighing me down, what am I gonna do? That of course is a joke example, but you get what I'm saying. You can tell a therapist what you're feeling, and they'll help you learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself, and it isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. Now, listen to this. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. That's right, you. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. That's pretty good. So folks, get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/sloppyboys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sloppyboys. Go in there, talk to somebody, get it off your chest, have a great time.
And we're back, ready to do some sake bombs.
All right, we got our little shot glasses balanced, our chopsticks above our pint glasses.
Cool ones. Jeff has a cool sake set with some sumo wrestlers on it.
I got it from Japan. My cousin sent it to me.
Yeah.
Country Duds?
So we got the Asahi.
Asahi.
Super dry. And these bottles are 11.2 fluid ounces. You feel it's a little smaller.
Now, when I read the history of Budweiser... I learned that Bud, remember Bud Dry? Why ask why drink Bud Dry?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were modeling that after dry beers were a big hit in Japan, and then Bud was bringing that to the United States.
And would that have been like the late 80s?
Late 80s, late 80s Japan, early 90s in America, and it was sort of like, it's a brewing process that cuts down on the residual sugar.
Yes, that's what this says, dry and crisp with a quick, clean finish.
There you go.
Speaking of quick, finish, let's pound these bombs.
Yeah, well, I'm getting my thing set up here.
Perched just so.
Yeah, I just stole a little sip of that Asahi on its own. That's a delicious beer.
Crushable.
Crunch.
It's a real porch pounder.
I'm going to, okay, I'll count it off with a new one.
Okay.
That I not
the traditional.
Ichi Nisan.
Yeah.
This one is, okay, ready?
Wait, hold on. What do we do? I'm lost.
So when I say sake, you say bomb.
Okay, great.
And then we hit the table?
Well, no, when I say sake bomb, then we'll go for it.
When you say sake, I say bomb. And then when you say sake bomb, we hit the table.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Now I'm
just listen, just follow.
When do we hit?
My microphone is attached to the table. It's going to be loud.
Well, in editing, we'll have to deal with that.
Yeah, okay. We'll edit. We'll deal with it.
We'll edit? Okay.
Ready? When I say sake, you say bomb. Sake.
Bomb.
Sake.
Bomb.
Sake. Sake. Sake.
Bomb. Bomb. Bomb.
Sake bomb!
Oh, fucking shit.
All foam. Chugging foam.
Ooh. Made a damn mess.
Okay, though.
Ooh. Yeah, that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, it made a damn mess is right. It's a good thing we cleared the laptops from the coffee table before we did that.
Yeah, Jesus.
Because
Christ.
They go in kind of like the chopsticks don't open just like a trap door. It's like they kind of go in sideways and
they flip and flop and they're all over the place, yeah. Basically.
Okay, I'm just digesting my sort of tastes.
I'm finishing mine.
Just like a normal bomb, you sort of get a lot of beer, and then here comes that sake.
Mm. Yeah. Mine was all white foam as I was chugging it, so I feel like I'm going to have a burp attack.
Yeah, it's okay. The audience likes that.
They do?
That's the fan mail I've been reading.
We love those Barney belches.
We got to get Beano as a sponsor.
Yeah, we finally do our burrito episode. We've been holding off on that.
Hey, everybody.
You know, Beano turns farts into burps.
What?
Really?
I think that's what Beano does.
Does it turn burps into farts?
Because the gas has to go somewhere. I think it just goes from, instead of down, it goes up.
I thought it takes the gas and makes it more dense, and it sinks in your body and just... seeps out your feet.
You
seeps out
that.
Your toenails. Yeah, that's why you have stinky feet.
Oh, I gotta be honest, you're fucking nuts.
Well, that was fun. That was very fun. But yeah, I
like the pounding on the table. It was fun for me. Felt like I was taking part in a sport.
Okay, Beano stops the formation of gas before it starts. Apparently.
So, what about your theory?
Wrong.
Okay, so is my theory then even more wrong?
Out the feet?
Yeah, sleeping out your toenail.
That is so far still on the table.
Yeah, it doesn't say it doesn't.
Doesn't
happen.
Say it doesn't do that.
Yeah, that was fun. And I didn't think it tasted bad.
No,
it tasted good.
All the articles I was reading was like, if you have to do it, you'll have fun, but it's going to taste bad.
No,
people say that shit with everything. You'll be like, hey, I'm going to have a fucking Budweiser, and people are like, that tastes like piss. Budweiser's delicious. Fuck off.
I don't like the people who say a beer tastes like piss.
Everything tastes good. You're drinking it, you're happy.
He's drunk.
I mean, what have you ever had a drink? No, yeah. I mean, Mike, you don't like the drinks ever on this show.
No, I don't like the drinks on this show.
I was going to say, have you ever had a drink you didn't like? Yeah. You don't like any of the drinks on the show, but you've had drinks elsewhere you like, right?
Yeah, and the drinks I don't like on the show, I don't like them in the category of order again.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's really, I think really the only, the beef one I didn't like.
One of the best ones?
Yeah, bullshot, baby.
Bullshot was a little, it was cold beef broth that did it to me. And the sake we have is 15% alcohol.
Okay, let's take a little sips and pass it around.
Okay.
It's good. Ooh, Mike,
I don't like
face.
That.
Tim, just, yeah, there you go.
I don't like it because it's too much like...
What, ricey?
No, it's too much like champagne.
Like okay. Champlain?
Yeah.
That's
a lot of it.
You know what? Normally I call you a crazy, a nut bag and stuff like that, but it does kind of taste like champagne.
Flat champagne.
It's like
it reminds
out of
me
my
of a
throat.
You know, I used to really hate Chardonnay until a bartender said, "No, you just don't like Chardonnay that's in barrels. You got to try some steel cask Chardonnay."
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
is that me? I think I told you.
Yeah, you told me that. But let's give me some buttery Chardonnay vibes.
It's yeah, and I think if I had good sake, I would like it.
Yes.
I think if it was done properly, either heated or chilled or whatever.
You want the finest gourmet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think that would be good to eat and drink. But the clattering made, it was so much clattering noise, I was like, surely one of these shot glasses is broken and one of us is going to pull their glass away and have blood gushing.
And the splash was very bad.
Yeah. But it kind of went straight up in the air.
They all went in, at least. I was expecting one of the shot glasses just bobble off the side and make a big mess.
Yeah. I thought it was going to land in my crotch, and I was having to be like, it spilled! I didn't pee my pants! You saw it!
Yeah, and then be like, hey, maybe I'll take the opportunity to do a little whizzing.
Yeah. Hey, while my crotch is wet, why not just piss all over myself?
Have you ever dipped a sleeping person's hand in water to make them piss?
I think probably like a sleepover as a kid, but it never worked.
You know what I did was I was having a sleepover, ninth grade.
Mm.
And who falls asleep first?
Tim.
Sal.
Sal. Oh, Sal got it good, I bet.
So what do I do? I'm kind of I'm in my jackass era.
Uh-huh.
I take a cup of water and I pour it on Sal's crotch while he's sleeping expertly.
Sal.
Now,
the simulated piss.
My other friends.
So in this case, like Sal has no idea what's going on. He's asleep.
Sal's asleep.
Great.
I want to say that we were gathered to maybe watch some UFC or something like that, which is not really my style.
But IFC, Tim.
IFC, yeah. Always on, slightly off. I said to my friends, and they were like, and we, and so then we said nothing. Sal's got a wet crotch. Let's leave it at that. So then we're watching TV. Sal wakes up as a kind of a realization he's all wet, says nothing, stands up, leaves the room, goes to the bathroom, changes, comes back wearing a different pair of shorts because he had like brought clothes with him, lays back down on the ground, Candy's watching TV, and we're like, hey, Sal, how'd you change your shorts? And then he was like, you fucking dicks!
that's
but it was
great.
So funny that he thought he pissed himself.
Yeah,
and just
quietly
nothing.
Did.
Calmly, like, just went and changed.
Well, I did better take off these pissy boxers and put on fresh new ones.
I remember like sleeping over at someone's house and like, what would you say, freshman year or high school, and being like, okay, you know, we're sleeping here tonight. Okay. And then just being like, well, where do we sleep? We need blankets and stuff. And the kid whose house it was would be like, yeah, I think there's some in the basement. I'm going to go sleep in my bed.
Yeah.
And you sleep on like the ground under a sheet or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Ugh. That sucks. Do you guys ever wake up, like if you're traveling or something, wake up and not know where you are?
All the time.
That's,
yeah, it happened.
I'll wake up in my current bed right now and like the lights are on and I think I'm in my childhood bed and I'll be like, wait a second.
Wow.
That was 30 years ago.
I was on vacation once up in the Adirondacks, kind of near you.
Hell yeah.
And we were in these little cabins and it was such that if the windows were open, maybe you could hear some waves lapping, some lake waves lapping against
the door. Yeah, you got those big Lake George tsunamis.
Yeah. But I woke up in the middle of the night and it was so dark, I didn't know where I was, but I heard the waves and I was kind of still sleeping and I thought like I was like teetering off the side of my bed.
Yeah.
And I thought like I would have fallen, like I was on the dock and I would have fallen into the water.
Mm.
It was where my head was at because I was still asleep. So I was also like kind of paralyzed. And
sleep paralysis. Mm-hmm.
And if it felt like an hour of me just being like, oh man, I'm going to fall in. I just got to roll back. Why can't I roll back? And I remember that to this day. I got to talk to a shrink about that.
Yeah. What does that mean?
He's going to say, it means you slept by a lake once.
It means you belong in a loony bin, my friend.
I'm surprised you didn't piss those boxers full.
Oh, I had been pissing my boxers. Still piss the boxers.
Oh, you pulled us out, huh? I had a dream. This is a weird one, which is strange because I'm not a weird guy at all. I had a dream that my bed, I didn't want to tip off either side of my bed because I was like, on one side is the Pacific Ocean and on the other side is
Atlantic?
Cape Cod Sound.
That's a big bed.
Big bay.
Cape Cod Bay.
That's a big bed.
I thought my bed was Cape Cod and I thought one side was the bay and the other side was the ocean.
Wow.
Can you believe that?
The Atlantic and the bay.
The Atlantic Ocean and the Cape Cod Bay.
That's wild.
Yep. It was weird. I'll have that a lot where like, I know I'm in my bed, so it's not really a dream, but like my thoughts are nonsense. So you're like, is this a dream?
Yeah.
And I'll do that a lot where like sometimes I'll go to bed with a problem to solve, like a script problem or a work problem.
Math problem.
And I'll spend the whole night like, I'm working on that math problem. Yeah. And then it's like the next morning, I'm like, I fucking spent 8 hours thinking about that thing and it was all muck in my brain. I didn't have a good sleep, nor did I get any of the math problem.
Yeah, yeah. The thing that happens to me a lot is I'll have an idea, like a dream or being half asleep and have a good idea, funny, something I think is funny, and then being like, I should get myself together right now and get my phone out and write this down.
Yeah, notes app.
And I always in that state, I'm like, I will remember this.
You're like, this one's so good, I'll remember it. And
it's you wake so up and you're like, good.
Fuck. I always write it
because
down.
Because you only remember that you had a good idea. Oh, that's the worst.
But here's the thing. Yeah. So, oftentimes, I will write something down, and it only makes sense given the half-sleep weirdo context that I had the thought in. So I wake up in the morning, and I'm like, jetpack mishap? What the fuck does that
mean? Yeah, what was wrong?
I thought that was like a genius idea.
that is kind
of
good.
Wasn't there a Seinfeld about that? Like Flaming Loaves of Zygmunt or something like that? With Larry
yeah, it's...
It's like Jerry falls asleep watching a sci-fi movie, and then he wakes up later thinking he has a fun idea, and he just writes down a line from the
movie.
He's
like, that's it! That's not funny!
That's not funny! Early Larry appearance.
Yep.
I got a dating pet peeve. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Falling off the edge of the bed? Never fun, right?
All right.
You're sharing a bed with a girl, and she's like...
You shouldn't be there yet, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's in the middle of the bed. You're on the wayside, stuck.
With just scraps.
Yeah, the way that early man used to chase buffalo off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
That's how I feel like. I feel like the early buffalo sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's got to go.
Yeah, women can be so cruel to us.
Man. I think you...
Then the other one, right up there, snoring.
Yeah, sure.
If you find yourself in cahoots with a snorer.
What about the blanket theft?
I'm not so bad about that. I just don't like to be chased off the edge like a buffalo.
I don't like to be chased at all.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Tim Goodwin, that sounds like it.
Thank you.
Yeah. The chasing off the edge, they used to chase buffalo off the edge to kill them?
Yeah, because early man, because like you could stab them like a bunch with crude weapons.
So then they would just collect them at the bottom?
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, or they wouldn't even have to be a cliff. It would just be like you tip them over.
Hmm.
You chase them.
The human race can figure solve problems when necessary.
One time a girl got mad at me because she was chasing me off the edge, and I woke up and I said, fuck this. I look on the other side of her, a whole open plane of bed, unused.
Unused?
Unused. And I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going on the other side. And I hopped over.
Oh, I've done that.
Flipped the script on her.
One time this chick was using up too much of the bed, and I went, people's elbow. And then I suplex, and then... pile driver, baby.
One time I
was when I was sleeping with John Cena.
I was in bed with a lady and I said, you know, are you comfortable? She said, I could actually use a little more room. I said, take all the room you need. I can go sleep on the couch. I can sleep in the tub. I can stand up for the whole night.
I'll sleep on the razor's edge.
I live on the edge. It was with Steven Tyler. He said, living on the edge. I said, you owe me, my man.
Steven.
One time I was sleeping on the stack of mattresses, but there was a pea underneath. And I was like, no, that's it. That's hurting my ass.
It sounds like Sal was there.
Yep.
Pissing a bed.
You know, when I made fun of Sal, we were all laughing at Sal, and he was like, what was I supposed to do? Stand up and tell you guys my right. underwear is wet?
That went exactly how it was supposed to go. That's what I would do.
It's no win for Sal there.
Hey, who put water in my underwear?
Decisions were made while he was asleep.
Yeah, you got to hand it to Sal.
I had a dream. Do people... I kind of like hearing about people's dreams. I know it's like...
Not me.
Oh, I hate it.
Well, I'm not going to tell you about my dream this afternoon.
No, you can.
Well, because I don't remember much of it.
Listen, because it was a nap dream. That's different.
It was a nap dream. I had this feeling...
A nap dream.
I was working in this like kind of like mining area. You know the...
Yeah, we know what a mine is.
What's that? No. Like the shafts and all the... What's that movie? It's a zombie movie where they go down below the earth.
Day of the Dead, best.
Three, right?
I love zombie movies, Romero. Tim.
Well, it's like one of those situations, but we're mining or something, and it's a bad guy who's leading everybody, and he's going to kill us.
Wait, the bad guy's leading everybody?
We're like working.
He's going to kill you? Who's we? Who are you with?
Just the other workers. I didn't know any of them.
Faceless,
facing the crowd. And I got wise to this, but I couldn't move to do anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was stuck.
A common dream thing is just being
running and not
ineffectual,
moving.
Unable to punch, unable to run.
The flying dream is a nice one.
I hate it when I'll have a dream where I can't suplex, can't pile drive, can't do the people's elbow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'll have a dream where I can't sell a feature to a major studio.
Oh!
I'll have a dream.
Ultimate nightmare.
I'm sitting in front of the most delicious feast, a royal feast, suckling pig, tarts, pies,
roast duck.
And I'm sitting there, I'm tucked in, I've got my bib on, but I haven't a utensil.
Nothing but a salad fork.
No utensils?
No utensil eye.
And I know Mike would since dig in without a fine utensil in hand.
That is not even
a, so fancy.
Not even a wooden slotted spoon.
Okay. Looks like the sake bums have done their work.
Yeah, they've done their work. Oh, that was quick.
Really
quick. We should probably do another one.
We should probably do another one. Folks, when we come back, sake bombs round two.
Sake bomb, sake bomb, oh, sake bomb, lollipop.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessionals, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And we're back with round two of Sake Bombs.
Now, who does anyone want to do the count off on this one?
You had a good one.
Yeah.
Just the one I just did, or the
how about, is there a way we can brand it with like Sloppy Boys?
Yeah. Sloppy Bomb. Sloppy Sake Bomb.
Maybe we just do the normie. Maybe we just...
Okay. You want me to just do the traditional counting off in
Let's
Japanese?
Let's do traditional.
Okay.
And I, folks,
there is no tradition because it's such a...
Mike's really excited to show off his Japanese. Here we go, folks.
Yeah, I learned this. I like these three words. These. Okay. Ichi, ni, san. Sloppy Bomb!
Sloppy Bomb!
Oh, holy fuck.
Oh, fuck me.
Yeah, mine fell sideways.
Bah. Oh.
Ugh, and a buh from me.
Jeff, in the editing, I don't know if you should leave in or take out the.
Why?
People love it.
You know what? The only thing that we get bad comments on is eating. At one point in one of the blowouts, we were eating barbecue chicken off mic, and it got on mic a little bit, and people were like grossed out by it.
But when you say off mic, you mean I was laying down using music?
Yeah.
Well, like they could hear like they
you were laying down nude, and we were eating barbecue chicken off you.
Well, they could hear like fork on plate and
wait,
chicken in mouth.
Wait, was this when we were here and you made me a chicken sandwich?
Yes.
So was it me eating?
It was after we went to Dave and Buster's, and we were
lip smacking.
No, it was me too.
Well. I get a lot of negative comments about my co-hosts. People will say,
"You what?"
Well,
for
people
what?
Will say, "Tim, I feel like Tim is pretty much my boy at this point." You know?
But they love his co-host, right? Is that what it was?
pretty much my boy at this point.
No, that's true. It's a lot of positive stuff about my co-host. Tim is pretty much my boy at this point. And I love Tim, and I love his two co-hosts.
And folks, I got to remind you, when we hit the road, that's your opportunity to come and meet us in the flesh and air your grievances.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want to hear.
If you got comments, say it to my face.
Have problems with this show.
You know what I love about the tour is we're going to show off our musicality. On this show, people are like, oh, they drink. Oh, they podcast. No, we're musicians, okay?
I don't think I'm going to have a drink on the whole tour because I'm there. I'm focused on the music.
Folks,
the music is what drives me.
This podcast you love so much, this podcast that's the third best comedy podcast on planet Earth, side hustle. You're listening to a side hustle.
You've Basically. Been side hustled, folks.
We love notes.
Rest, even the rest notes. Actually, yeah. the rest notes most of all.
Yeah. I like to think that when we're not on stage, it's just a 23-hour rest.
Yeah. Whole notes and rest notes.
Mike, you look like you've got a quiz.
Let's wrap up the
Okay.
wrap up.
Okay, final thoughts. Okay,
yeah.
Let me. Okay, final thoughts for the sake bomb. Tim.
Order again. Fun. Did I like the taste? I don't know, but I enjoyed myself doing this.
Inconclusive.
I think that Asahi on its own is a really good beer, and I maybe would like that more than a sake bomb. But do I like dropping and splashing and chugging? Yes!
Right.
Yeah, it is fun. I think I tasted the Asahi more than I did the sake.
That time? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a sloppy splash this time. My
these guys went inside.
My shot glass fell sideways. It really disoriented me. But look, Asahi, great. Arsaki was actually not bad either. I really enjoyed that. But are they two great tastes that are great together? I don't know. Still, it's a stone cold classic.
Yeah.
I bet it would be even stoner colder classicer if this whole thing was ice cold and if that sake had been in the fucking freezer or something.
Yeah, if my house guests had actually cooled down the drinks before we fucking drank them.
Instead of napping and sushi and fucking hot chicken every fucking minute.
That's true. I did work on the next questions for Lennon.
Hey, that's great.
Yeah, that's your thing, man.
It's our thing now. Well, earlier in this pod,
yes,
Nintendo was brought up, and I made a big point. You know Nintendo. Who knows Nintendo more?
I know.
Well, get ready for the Nintendo quiz.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is perfect because I said I love geek shit.
You like geek shit. Jeff has computer stuff,
but hold on, Tim. You often put geek culture on blast.
Ooh.
And I laugh along with you. But here's the thing. You do know NES.
I know NES and I know Star Wars. And the only reason I shit talk geek shit is because of its encroachment into the comedy landscape.
And you don't. And nobody likes like G4 TV and that shit.
I'm fine with that. I just don't like comedy.
You're fine with that?
I mean, I'm fine with it existing. I'm not going to touch it with a 40-foot pole. I don't like these comedy people. They're like, yeah, I'm a comedy writer. And you're like, have you ever written a joke? And they're like, no, but you know, Gandalf.
Yeah.
I'm like, so you make more money than me? Yes.
Yeah. I make references.
I say Gandalf's name on YouTube.
None shall pass.
That's pretty good.
Hmm?
That's good.
A wizard is never early nor late.
That's good too. I like the Lord of the Rings movies. I just shouldn't even shit.
So we're talking about sake. We're talking about that's Japan. Came out of Japan. So did Nintendo. So here we go. The Nintendo quiz.
Okay, I hope. Jesus Christ.
Normally I edit out the burps. That one's staying in.
Now this is interesting because, you know, common wisdom would say that Dutton is going to mop the floor with me. But I did have a major NES era. I just haven't revisited. I bet Jeff plays an emulator every day.
Yeah, we're going to see how this goes.
I wake up early to do that.
Let me guess. Go ahead. Nitroid every morning.
Oh, Nitroid. I love a little.
Metroid.
Jesus Christ. That does not bode well.
Question one. This little fucker has a cannon on his arm.
Mega Man.
You said Mega Man?
Yeah.
You're in.
No, that's no.
Wait, you said it too.
Huh?
You said it too. You said Mega Man.
Yeah.
I didn't say Mega Man.
I said Mega Man first.
I said this little fucker has a cannon on his arm. Name him.
Name him.
Name him.
I thought you answered the question immediately after, and I was like, are you fucking answering the question still?
Well, I need to keep track of... I need a pen. No, I need a... I'll write this down. Okay.
Here. Just hold up your fingers.
Yeah, okay. Hold up your finger.
No.
Jeff, hold up your finger.
Okay.
You're not keeping score.
Hold up a finger for you right here.
Cheat. Oh, okay. Oh,
Tim,
if anyone could guess, he's holding up the big boy. The middle D.
The thumb.
The big boy.
All right. J and T. All right. That was question one. Now question two. This is interesting. Nintendo was founded as Nintendo Karuta, was the original name, in 1889. What else was made in 1889? Asahi.
Oh.
Wow.
Interesting. Okay. Founded as Nintendo Karuta.
Whoa. Nintendo was founded in 1889?
You'll find out how in this.
And they made video games.
Okay, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Founded as Nintendo Karuta in 1889, they were originally a company who produced and distributed Hanafuda. What is Hanafuda?
Playing cards.
Bingo.
Did you know that or was it a guess?
A type
That's
of
pretty good guess.
Type of traditional Japanese playing card. I looked at it online. I knew, Tim. It's playing cards that have like a number and a month on them.
I didn't know that. Next question.
Yeah.
I knew that.
The main character in Metroid is named what?
Metroid. I was right.
Samus Aran.
That's right. Samus Aran. And this is more of it's a female.
Go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Female.
It's a female.
Metroid, yeah, yeah. Metroid's a female. Spell Mario Kart.
M-A-R-I-O space K-A-R-T.
Bingo. It's the K for the K-Man.
That's pretty good for me.
Here we go. In Mario Kart, what does a spiny shell do?
It goes to the first guy and kills him.
That's right.
Fuck.
Knocks out the leader. Dangerous.
That's pretty good.
Jeff has a cocktail arcade cabinet in his house.
Ms. Pac-Man.
Hold on a second. The cocktail arcade cabinet, the low one, the sitting one.
Sure.
That he says works sometimes. True or false? Should he get rid of it?
Yes, true.
False. It's fun as fuck to play.
but it only works sometimes.
No one gets that point.
Look, it turns on great. It turns off weird. I have to dig in.
Yeah, but leave it on.
Hey,
next question.
Ooh, you had to crack the case there.
In
Tim.
Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time,
Who
kidnaps Zelda?
Ganondorf.
Ganondorf. That's right.
Ganondorf.
You got Ganondorf.
That sounds like Gandalf
or Ganon.
Same guy.
True or false? I have played a Zelda game.
True.
False? It never looked fun to me.
Oh! You don't like a Swords and Sandals epic?
No. It's even the NES one just looked like you moved the squares and...
Yes, but what about Ocarina of Time?
Never played.
You've never had the thrill of riding Epona?
No, not once. Mm-hmm.
So, riding Epona! Riding
so
Epona.
Jeff now has... Let's see here.
Yeah.
One, two, three. Jeff has five. Tim, you have one.
Oh, my God. Do I have any side points even?
Well, we might have to get into some side point stuff. Let me see how the rest of this goes. Not necessarily a Nintendo game. What has been
Sonic
my favorite video game in the last 12 years?
12 years? Halo.
No.
Tapper.
No.
Not necessarily a
Gallagher
game. Not necessarily a Nintendo game. Tetris?
Pong.
Nope.
Dr. Mario.
But I say not necessarily a Nintendo game because it's a PS. Yeah.
What? Don't say anything. PS.
Tony Hawk Pro Skater.
Ooh.
Puzzle Fighter.
Nope.
Dave Doc Mira, Man. BMX.
Nope.
Do you play it? Do you have...
I've played it when it came out. I was able to play it on... It was actually Chris's Xbox I played it.
Bashy Bashy Tower.
Nope.
It 12 years ago?
Red Dead, Red Dead.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption.
I really enjoyed that game, and I never got a chance to play Red Dead 2.
That's really sad.
Mike, you're a successful podcaster. You could rectify that.
That's true. I should get a Red
Dead
2.
Hey, we should join Twitch as Gamer Bros.
Can we play Red Dead 2?
We should be called the Gamer Bros.
The Gamer Bros.
We should just change the name of this podcast to Gamer Bros. We'd get rich and famous. People love geek shit.
Yeah, they love geek shit.
Next question. Mm-hmm. On March 19th, 2013.
Okay, hold on.
Where was
I? I'm there.
March 19th, 2013. Nintendo began...
Writing season one of Birthday Boys.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
March 19th, 2013.
Yeah.
Nintendo began the Year of Luigi. This included a year of Luigi-themed games like Luigi's Mansion, Dark Moon, Dr. Luigi, Mario & Luigi Dream Team, and new Super Luigi U. When did the Year of Luigi end?
December 31st, in 2013.
What'd you say?
I just said 2014. So, basically the same answer as Tim.
March 19th, 2014. That's why I made such care to say
why did they do it on March 19th and not January 1st?
I think.
Because it was a whole year. It must be his birthday.
Year of Luigi. They made Dr. Luigi like Dr. Mario. They just changed him to Luigi.
I guess so. I played Luigi's Mansion at Dave and Buster's. You suck up the ghosts. Hey,
you know what we got to do is that VR shit. I know. We got to do that VR shit.
I know, but I don't know where. Okay, so it's pretty much Jeff has 6-1, I think.
No. For real?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on.
Do you want to use any side points? Do you have some side points saved up from last?
I don't want to use
from last
previous game.
I don't want to use any side points, but I have one question. Can I hextuple my single point?
Is that what you wish?
I wish to do that.
Okay. So, because this game allows that.
So Tim, you're telling me you're using a Link-like potion.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Is that something they would use in Ocarina of Time?
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Yeah. So you're going to use your Link potion, and if you dip that on your one point, it gives you six points, it gives you 5 points. So you guys are tied right now. So great.
That's perfect. That works out so perfect.
So I'm going to even put the score sheet away because I don't need to look at it anymore. This is the last question.
Wow. Okay.
Within 10 years.
Okay. Slow down.
Within 10 years, how old is Toad?
50.
Ooh, okay, hold on. Within 10 years,
age be?
How old is Toad? I'm gonna say Toad is fucking 12.
Do you think it's like the character's age or the age from since he was?
I think it's his canonical age. Am I wrong?
I will tell you this: you're both wrong. 50 and 12 is not within 10 years.
50 and 12 is not within 10 years.
Yeah, if you went 10 years higher than 50 or 10 years lower than 50, you wouldn't hit his age.
Okay. But we're still talking about his canonical age. Like
the age that it says online. I'm like Mario Brothers.
What? 37.
What? I'll take it. No questions asked.
You've got it, Tim.
37?
He's 32. He's 32.
That's perfectly weird. Like, if he were a baby, that makes sense. Or if he's really old, you're like, oh, he's a mushroom, whatever. But 32. That's like, it's like the average age of a Sloppy Boys listener.
I think Toad might be a fucking Patron, man.
But here's the thing. In this same wiki article, it said his age is 32. He's born July 30th, year unknown. So okay. Like, how can you?
Well, you know, one of the early development names for Mario was Osan, which meant middle-aged man.
Oh.
Ah.
So Mario is also...
I think Mario's 41, if I looked it up.
Yeah, all right.
That's good.
Toad's 32. So, Tim, you won the Nintendo.
Wow, I can't believe it.
So, Tim really is
the... snaked it right out from under me.
I love geek shit. I tried to tell you guys this. Yeah.
Jeff, I tried to make up a quiz that you could only win. You're the Nintendo guy.
I'm taking you guys to Comic-Con next year, and you have to dress as the Marvel guys.
Oh, yeah.
No. Which ones? No, I can't believe that.
You have to dress as... the Avengers Endgame cast.
How badly would it flip people's wigs if I went to Comic-Con with Wolverine claws and a fucking Batman cowl?
Yeah. What's a
you
cowl?
You can't mix the DC and Marvel. You get them. Yeah.
Slice his ass. I was walking down the street recently and I saw... Were you guys with me? I saw a guy dressed like Joker and a girl dressed like Harley Quinn. Were you there?
No.
So how'd you guess Harley Quinn?
Because I figured that's who's hanging out with Joker.
Sounds titifying.
So I'm walking down the street. I see a guy dressed as Joker and a lady dressed as Harley Quinn. And I go, that's kind of fun. It's just a normal day.
Yeah.
They're dressed up. Then as I walk past, they're doing the voices.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. like her voice is like, oh, how you doing?
Hi, Mr. J.
Yeah. And they were like, it was like basically like for my benefit. They're talking to each other, but like,
oh,
in character. This is why I don't like
Tim,
the geek
was
shit.
It, was it for your benefit?
Yeah, big time.
How did he sound? I was doing like.
He sounded fucking awesome. He was doing the Paul Dano. That's Riddler.
Yeah, that's more of a Riddler.
Tim, you're going to get dragged, dude.
Okay, so just so that the geeks don't kill me, here, let me name every Joker. Ready? Cesar Romero.
Oh!
Whoa.
Jack Nicholson.
Jack.
The voice of Mark Hamill.
Nice.
And who could forget? Why so serious?
Heathy.
Heathy.
Why so
And don't forget,
sinister.
Keep going.
Jared.
Yep.
He went to Jared.
Our neighbor.
Yep.
Former neighbor.
That guy sucks, huh?
Nobody likes him. Also, culty and Me Too-y.
Who?
Me Too-y?
Yes. I don't know. Should we say that sort of shit?
Me?
On here? I mean, Too-y? Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'm putting my chips on Me Too-y Jared Leto in like 3 years.
Why not? Fuck him. I'll Me Too him right now.
And also, as an actor, don't like him. He haunts good movies. I don't like that.
Yeah. Has he ever done anything good? I've never seen Dallas Buyers Club. Is he good in that?
I saw it and
he's thin.
He is
thin as in.
Yeah, thin as in. He's in Requiem. I think
we used to see him walking around. Remember?
Yeah, who is our neighbor?
Does he still live there? Bleep it.
Yes. I'm going to say he does. Also, Fight Club, he pops up in. Blade Runner, the new one, he pops up in.
2049?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a tough one to get through.
Mike and I have been watching it in small bites.
People love it.
Okay, this has been a long pod.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, we had to geek out.
Okay, hold on.
Geeked out.
Chewbacca signing off.
That's our show. Follow us on social media at The Sloppy Boys, where we release these recipes ahead of time.
Bye, Chewbacca.
Bye, Chewie.
Oh, there he goes. He light speeded away.
Chewie, go home.
Yeah, go back to your home on Endor.
Help me, Chewie. You're my only hope.
Endor was originally supposed to be a planet of Wookiees, but they didn't have the budget, so they shrunk them down and now they're Ewoks.
They didn't have the
fur
budget.
To me, that's
budget.
A happy accident. I feel like the Ewoks are iconic, but they're similar to the Jawas.
But here's the other thing, Tim. I know you like Star Wars.
Jawas.
When you were a kid, did you like the Ewoks? Because I did.
Yeah.
The jaded teens at the time disavowed the Ewoks.
I could see that if you're an adult or a jaded teen, you'd say this is cute shit. But I was a kid. But we've talked before on the pod. I used to rent Jedi all the time and only watch the beginning, just Jabba's palace up to the Sarlacc pit.
Mm-hmm.
So I've probably seen like the Endor stuff
less
30 times, but I've seen Jabba's palace 300 times. Mm.
And we conclude it was because of the Leia bikini.
No, I aged into it. When I was young, I was looking at her and say,
I don't get
it. I have
it.
No
Tim,
feelings.
Tim, we're all friends.
Tim, you don't can have say.
To. No, I didn't know.
When I was a baby?
Yeah.
Mike, you and I watched the Jabba's
recently.
Scene. I got some Blu-rays of just the prints from 1977 and 81 and 83. Mm. None of that new shit. None of that special edition.
Yeah,
that
and it's got like it's got squiggly lines and stuff.
It's got squiggly lines and dust scratches all over it. So you're watching it like a real hick in the middle of nowhere, 1983. Wow.
Yeah. Why, it's Darth Vader.
Oh, Lando's there. When's he going to do something?
He's got a laser sickle.
Seeing Lando for the first time and being like, wow, Lando's in this movie?
They got R2 serving drinks?
Wow, Cloud City. Never thought I'd get to visit there.
You know when they do new episodes of this, Metachlorians is going to be the whole issue with the Force.
As I live and breathe, Admiral Ackbar.
If you got a long piece of flesh wrapped around your neck, you might be Bib Fortuna.
Okay.
Yep.
Yes. And folks,
Atutaka to Jabba now.
Ooh, Timmy.
He really did watch
him. A true geek after all.
I love geek shit. I'm going to Comic-Con.
That's why I won the Nintendo quiz.
All right, folks.
If this podcast was in the MCU? We gotta do that.
All right, enough, Tim.
Okay.
Enough geek
Tony
shit.
Tony Stark is funny, though.
I am officially looking forward to seeing the Doctor Strange Universe movie.
You're Dr. Yeah, Strange.
Same here, but Dr. Strangelove.
Thank you.
Cinephile.
Kubrick at his best.
Bye, folks.
Sir Stanley.
Kubrick. Kubrick was a vampire the whole time.
Sir Stanley.
Over crying out loud. Goodbye, folks.